Hello.
Hi, this is Jody with customer support. You requested a callback. How may I help you today?
Well, where are you calling from exactly, ma'am?
Well, I am located in Alabama. May I ask the reason for your call?
No, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out where are you calling from, talking about your business. What is your business?
Okay, so I provide customer support for more than 100 different companies. Is there a certain reason for your call today?
Yeah, I'm calling because I got a message from my bank stating that someone was trying to use my account to pay for a purchase of $92 and some cents, something called elevated muscle, something or another. Let me see here. And they wanted to know if I knew anything about it. That's why I was asking you where
okay.
you were calling from.
Okay, I see what you mean. If you're being charged, I'd like to locate this account so that we can see what's going on there. May I have your zip code, please?
29414.
Your first and last name?
My name is Rosa Smith.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did locate an account using that information. And please verify your shipping address.
Well, ma'am, no, I'm not going to give you any more information because you're not giving me any. I'm trying
okay.
to figure out what is it that you sell. It says here that it's elevated muscle vital calm, vital calm, elevated muscle vital calm. What is that?
Okay, so that doesn't sound familiar to me. I did locate an account, but I would like to access the account. I just need you to verify that information. Maybe even just the street name is fine. But I'll be more than happy to give you answer all of your questions once
okay,
I can.
Okay, well, my street name is Bonanza Road.
Thank you for that. That will work. Yes, ma'am. All right, so I've located this account for NutriSlim. This is a dietary supplement.
Oh. But it wasn't supposed to be for $90-some dollars. It's supposed to have been one of those samples for trying the product. So why is it that I'm paying $92.90? I already sent whatever money they asked. I think it was shipping and handling.
Right.
What is this?
All right. So the original purchase by paying shipping and handling of $670, it was on a 14-day trial. And at the end of the trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail. In this case, it did attempt to bill. It was declined. So let me ask you what I can do for you. I'll go ahead and get this canceled for you. And that way that
well,
will...
Well, why would they... When they sent the product, they just sent the product. No contact information, no phone number, no nothing. So how was I going to cancel it? As far as I know, this was just a 30-day, supposed to be a 30-day trial to see if this was something I wanted to purchase. Because I was saying to myself, well, if I wanted to purchase it, how would I know where to call?
Okay. Yeah, I do understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, then just go ahead and cancel it because I don't like that. You know, if you wanted me to try the product for my 30-day trial thing, you know, just... You have to pay shipping and handling. So I paid the shipping and handling, and now they didn't send any information with the product, but now they want to go ahead and charge me $92 for this? No, I don't think so. Stop it, ma'am.
Yes, I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me write it down. Hey, you. Folks just do all kinds of stuff. I might have liked the product, but I don't know now. Okay, ma'am. What's the
Yes, ma'am. That number is C, like cancel, 257-655-536.
655-536.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. All right. So that I've canceled the NutriSlim Keto. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.